5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, it's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Being asked to talk about something else, so we're going to do that. Although I want to give you some, let's cover a few things real quick. The Battle Comp Lock and Load promo is still going on. We have 19 left. 19. Go to the Brian Terry Foundation, make a tax-deductible donation of $100. Then email that to me and let me know which battle comp you want and send me your address. And I'm going to forward that receipt that you're going to get from the Brian Terry Foundation, which you need to email to me as well, and send that to battle comp. And then battle comp's going to build your battle comp, and it's going to have my logo instead of the battle comp logo on it. And 19 left to go. I want all these to get gone. I want everybody should have a battle comp on the end of their gun. I don't care who you are. If you're running an AK, a 30 caliber of some sort, 300 blackout, 308, whatever, or a 5.56, because it will change the characteristic of your gun, and it's going to last forever. Forever. Okay. Had a caller, and he dropped. So if you're still listening out there and you want to call back, feel free. Being asked to talk about the War Sport LVOA, which you've heard the spot for a very long time. Actually got my hands on one last week, and I'm holding it right now. The gun I'm holding right now is the evolution of about five or six redesigns, and the end product is, it's an AR-15, first and foremost, but the LVOA part of it, low visibility operations and applications, is quite evident in the design of the gun simply because of the way things are on it. For one thing, something that you can't see even if I hold it up to the camera, this has something, it has a retention bungee cord on either side of the rail. Now, this retention bungee cord is there for two reasons, two unique reasons that most, you're not going to find in most other guns. Joey Boswell thought about this long and hard. They make a heat-resistant sock that fits over the rail, which you can secure to it with the rail bungee. And that's going to lower your heat signature if you're in an area and you're using this weapon where they have a highly sophisticated means of detecting you via, say, infrared. The rail bungee can also be used if you're using lights or lasers that have pressure switches. You can run those cables through the bungee cord themselves, and you don't have a bunch of stuff sticking out on the side. Not really. I've seen some guys that put all the Legos on these things. The overwhelming characteristic of this gun is its lack of recoil. Now, it utilizes a battle comp, which you can't see if you're watching in the video, because the rail comes all the way out to the end of it. And this rail is unique to two brands. It is made by War Sport, but that you will also find them on the Salient Arms AR-15 as well. The interesting evolution was Joey Boswell in North Carolina and the Chavez brothers in California had the same thought on opposite coasts. So they've sort of collaborated on certain things. It does have a match grade trigger that the reset on it is almost instantaneous. You pull the trigger and relax your finger just a slight scintilla, and you're in the reset automatically. So you can fire this weapon very fast. It comes with the next generation of Magpul backup sights. And no, I'm not pointing the gun at you if you're looking at the camera. I'm not pointing it at the camera. Which are smaller, and once again, lower visibility. The whole design and premise of the gun is to have a tight system. You see the guys when they're practicing LVOA. Their plate carrier doesn't have pouches sticking 3 feet away from them all over the place. They're almost slick. They do have some ammunition maybe on there, very close, tight to the body. There's actually an LVOA competition going on from time to time where people that have them get in there and compete with them, or they can borrow them. The interesting metamorphosis of this, besides the rail started out as a monolithic rail, which meant the whole upper was one piece, including the rail. That changed. That was the first change that was made. The grip angle has changed. The buttstock has changed. It's gone through a few evolutions. It has gone through a few evolutions. One characteristic of this gun is designed to last for tens of thousands of rounds. It is, all the hardware in this is very hardened. And, like I said, I haven't shot it yet. I know a couple of people that own them. They're like, oh, you gotta go shoot it. You gotta go shoot it. And when I do, I'm gonna video it. And I'm gonna do a little smooth slow-mo, and it'll go up on YouTube and everything else. I'm not running the optic that everybody thinks I ought to run. They think I should be running, to go along with the LVOA concept, one of the Aimpoint micro dots. I put an XPS 3 on it, I think, with a quick detach mount. I like the bigger glass. I know that the battery life is better on the Aimpoint, and that's fine. But I prefer the bigger glass. So, you know, sue me. But that's the LVOA. That's the best I could do talking about it on the air. I think the video is going to... One of the things about the gun, nobody's done a real big deconstructive video review of it. I see some guys shooting it, but I, you know, nobody's out there talking about the attributes it brings. I'm interested to see, for example, with this rail going out all the way to the battle comp, what's going to happen inside the rail? I've been asked how well this bungee is going to stand up to heat. I guess we're going to find out. So it'll be sort of a, what is that? Yeah, I need to have them on to talk about that Border Bandit. He's talking about salient arms on with John Johnston at Ballistic Radio. John is a salient aficionado as well as I am. This rifle is exceptional. It is pricey. But you know what I think is what I think we're going to see in the AR marketplace. There were so many entry level ARs that were purchased during the panic buy and then resold to people for three times their price. An entry-level AR, like a Wyndham Weaponry AR, is a good gun. It is a good gun. But it's like comparing a Ford Expedition to a Porsche Cayenne. You've got one that is going to be solid, dependable. It's going to be pretty good. You've got another that has been refined to a degree that is unheard of. And that's what the LVOA is. It is a gun that has been refined to a degree that is unheard of. I don't expect this gun to break. I don't expect to be able to break this gun. I thought about loaning it to James Yeager because he specializes in breaking guns, but then I thought, nah. So, very soon, we're going to take this out on the range and we're going to do a little running and gunning with it, and I'm going to slow it down, slow down some of the filming so you can watch the muzzle as it doesn't move. So you can watch the fire rate, as it is extremely fast. The interesting comparison to this is the salient gun. But I don't have the salient gun yet. We'll talk about that later. Another time. Another time, if you will. But in any event, that's the LVOA. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to give you some good advice, and it's worth exactly what you're going to pay for it now. If you decide to be an idiot like I was this past day before yesterday, Saturday, I decided to put a gun safe in the studio. And the studio is not a big room. And you can't see it on camera. It's 180 degrees away from us right where we're looking right now. But if you're going to put a gun safe in a studio, for example, move all the electronics so that you can make better movement as you slide it across the rug. There's nothing like taking a 500-pound gun safe and crushing your fingertip against a wall. You say many non-FCC-compliant words in rapid succession. Coming from the National Personal Defense Academy in Copperas Cove, which state is this found in? Where is it? Texas. Has to be Texas. One of the chief instructors there, Guy Beveridge, no kidding, thinks of gun ownership and carrying a gun the same way Batman would think of his utility belt. He believes that among, you know, carrying the gun, having the holster, having the training, all of those things, very, very important. But no more important than being situationally aware. He believes you need to have a full toolkit. You need to look around to see if there's a better lit street to go down, or, you know, be completely aware of your surroundings when you're walking around. Don't, you know, go head down, start texting, listening to music. Because avoiding the fight is as important as being prepared for the fight. He stated a lot of instructors highlight big, bad shoot 'em ups, and we're not about that. We're about basic, straightforward understanding. In addition to teaching people how to range, they also do a lot of seminars about home firearm safety, personal protection in the home, personal protection outside the home, and also take a refuse to be a victim seminar. And not all of their classes even feature guns. I mean, some of them, the situational gun use always comes up, but there are other hypotheticals to throw in there as an example. He runs people through a hypothetical active shooter scenario. And he said that concealed handgun carriers always need to be aware of how their environment affects an escalated situation. Say you're in a shopping mall, okay? I haven't taken his class. I'd love to take his class, but, you know, it'll be hard for me to do. But if you're in Texas, take his class, because it's a Texas Star shooting range outside of Copperas Cove. For example, a garbage can with a cover over it, you know, a decorative cover, that's not cover. That's concealment. You have to be aware of what is cover, which cover is, think of that as a bullet deflector, if you will. And concealment is where they don't see you to shoot at you. You have to know where these things are. You have to know where exits are. And I mean, you have to exist in a necessary state of high situational awareness. Or if you want to take it a little step further, maybe even call it paranoia to a certain degree. Now, they do point out a couple of truths, and if I've never told you this, let me tell you this now. Owning a gun and carrying a gun does not necessarily make you safe. One of the anti-gunners out there now, she used to be a female boxing champ, she pulled a gun on her abusive husband. But she didn't shoot him with it, and he took it from her and shot her with it. Carrying the gun is not a 100% guarantee by any stretch of the imagination. If you are not committed and comfortable, and let's substitute the word capable for comfortable, shall we? Because I don't think anybody's a sociopath. If you're not capable of taking another human life, then you shouldn't carry a gun. If you're not, it gives that assailant another weapon to turn on you. The gun is there for you to have the advantage when defending your life. And when you pull the trigger, when that round exits the barrel, you are responsible for each and every one going down there. So being a 21st century gunfighter, if you will, being somebody that practices self-defense, is a martial art. And it is a perishable skill. Not to say that a lot of people that defend themselves with guns are all highly trained gunfighters. As a matter of fact, that's probably the exception rather than the rule. But every little bit that you add to your toolkit, to your capability, is going to do nothing but enhance your ability to defend yourself. But it's more than just carrying a gun. It's more than just carrying a gun, folks. That's got to be said. In fact, it is 90% of it has nothing to do with the gun you have. Knowing where you are, knowing what's happening around you will go a long way. And if you sit there and you say to yourself, I am capable of taking a life, I mean, maybe even if you go with, I'm comfortable with taking a life, if you can escape without taking a life, that is a better scenario for you. Believe me. So, by all means, I mean, I was talking to somebody at Sprint. My phone service is with Sprint. And I was talking to her today. She's a young lady, lives in Atlanta. And I, you know, she's been thinking about getting a gun, and she just happened to bring up, ask me what I did. And I told her, so we started talking about it. And I told her that if you are going to carry a gun, there's more than just the gun in the holster you need to know. Yes, the draw is important. Getting on the sight is important. Getting the gun back in the holster safely is important. Knowing how to shoot and move is important. Those are all things that happen when the situation is escalated beyond control. And now you have to take violent control of it. But everything up to that point, until you lose the ability to bring anything else into play, is wide open. Is wide open. If you see a gang of Utes out there hassling, you know, a couple on the crowd on one side of the street, don't cross the side of the street unless things escalate by all means. If there's a cop, let him go deal with it. Because he's not going to get arrested if he does something. If the cop goes over there and there's 17 bad guys, potential bad guys, and one police officer, okay, be prepared to help that police officer. If you're going to point something out to him, I think, you know, me personally, if I say, hello, police officer, that crowd of Utes over there is hassling that couple, and it looks like it could get sort of bad. Okay, thank you, very concerned citizen. When he takes off, I'm not going to say, okay, now I can go put my Splenda in my latte. I'm going to watch. That's just me. I'm not advocating you do that, but I'm going to watch. When we get back, we're going to talk about some hearings going on in Colorado over the gun control that has been implemented that cost 3 state senators their jobs. I shouldn't be happy about that. I shouldn't be happy about the unemployed, should I? No, that's so... It's so insensitive of me, isn't it? We're going to talk about this trial that's going on and what's being said in this trial. In the meantime, let me take a step back. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Ralph in California. Yes, sir.
Hey, sir. Glad to talk to you again. Talking about gun safe, I was wondering, what do you recommend? Because I plan on getting one.
Okay. there's two types of gun safes, okay? There's real gun safes. And you can look at the door. Okay. Look at the door when you open the door of the gun safe. And if it looks like one, thin piece of really hard steel, that's a hard to break into gun safe. All right. They cost more. Now, if you're going to buy one like I bought, which I didn't buy the expensive one, I bought one that weighed 500 pounds. Now, a determined thief can break into it. But two or three determined thieves are not going to be able to pick this thing up without breaking into it and run away with it. So if you're going to buy one of the gun safes at the sub-$1,000 price, buy the heaviest one you can buy.
All right. Any UV or, I'm sorry, UL rated?
What do you mean by that as far as...
Well, the fire, I guess the...
Yeah, all the ones I see, this one supposedly will withstand a 2,000... I bought a Winchester. It's not, you know... I bought it at Tractor and Supply. and I bought it because it weighs 500 pounds and the price point was nice. And I think it is supposed to withstand a 2,000-degree Fahrenheit fire for 30 minutes, or everything inside the safe will.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how you tame a 2,000-degree fire in 30 minutes or less. I'm not sure how that works, but it's, you know, that's what I think. If I remember right, that's what it says.
Well, 9-11, you know, the towers over there somehow were able to do so. I guess it's possible, according to the official records.
Well, I don't know if it would withstand that, but I don't expect anybody to park a jetliner next to it. So for my purposes right now, it's going to serve the purpose. But primarily what I got it for, and I've got it situated in such a way that they're going to have to move it to try to break into it, because most of these safes of this type where it's more welded than cut steel is hard to break into because it's just so dense. Welded steel where it's folded and all these other things.
Right.
That's easier to cut into and pull aside, but they'd have to pull it out of a hole that I've got it in to start doing that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, fair enough. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gun safes are, there's a video out there. I mean, you know, there are safes, and then there are safes. My Uncle Harry, for example, has a gun safe that weighs 16,000 pounds. It's 8 feet wide and 8 feet tall, and it will hold, I don't know, hundreds of guns. But this was never a gun safe. It started out life as a safe, a commercial safe. And if you can find one, well, I would endorse those over a gun safe. For example, the one that I've got says I can put 24 long guns in there. I could do that if I had 24 single-barreled shotguns with no optics. With AR-15s and pump shotguns and such, it's about 7. So, long story short, I will be having to buy another gun safe here shortly. Except I'm going to buy a lighter one this time and secure it to concrete. That's my goal. So then they won't be able to run away with that one either. I want to give you a quote. It's almost prophetic, if you will. It's stupid to me that anyone can have access to a powerful weapon without being mentally evaluated. This makes the government indirect accomplices to Adam Lanza. These bad word have perfected their way of attacking, studying previous massacres to gain publicity, and their minute of fame as a villain. But thanks to Hollywood and the sensational profiling by the media, they give more power to these intelligent cowards. This coming from specialist Ivan Lopez on his Facebook page, proving my theory that once again a gun controller is more apt to, in a moment of anger, become a rampage shooter. Just like that kid that shot up Arapahoe High School. That kid was a communist. He believed there should be no guns. But he went out and bought one anyway. This guy apparently went out and bought one. Yeah. Colorado. Dave Koppel put a guy named Ronald Abramson on the stand. Abramson is he moonlights as a major for the Colorado Mounted Rangers. And they have, by the way, I don't know what they're mounted on. I'm presuming horseback, but I don't know. They have the authority of a regular police officer, a deputy or a trooper when they're on duty, but they're not treated the same when they buy a gun. None of the full law enforcement firearms are available to them, Mr. Abramson said. As of July 2013, when the new regulations took place, mounted rangers are considered civilians when buying a gun and are limited to lower capacity magazines while corresponding limits on guns. Now, they can go ahead and have this. It's the law is stupid because it can't be enforced. Mr. Abramson and the entirety of the mounted rangers could go across the border and buy 30-round magazines, if that's what they want to do, and come back in, and who's going to know that they had them? The next witness, though, disagreed with Mr. Abramson. Dan Montgomery is a former police chief of Westminster, a suburb of Denver, and works as a police consultant. He said he knows a thing or two about threats and self-defense. I think it is naive to think there aren't potential threats out there. He said he has an alarm at his home and carries a concealed weapon whose magazine can hold fewer than 15 rounds. That tells me it can hold 15 rounds, though. And he asks, have you ever seen a situation where a civilian needs to fire more than 15 rounds in self-defense? Or he was asked this, and he said, nope. One of the authorities talking for you. He said that there's a big difference between a civilian and a police officer. This is why police officers need standard capacity magazines, because police officers have to go out and chase the bad guys. Civilians, on the other hand, are trying to protect themselves. Civilians are there first. The police officers don't know a crime is going on until the civilian the crime is being committed on makes the call. Do you want to know what I travel with? If I'm traveling 2 miles or further out, do you want to know what I travel with? I have a bag. When I say it's a camouflage bag, you can break an AR-15 down and put it in the bag, and it does look like an AR-15 bag. And on the other side, I put a chest rig with 4 spare magazines for the AR in the chest rig, with the magazine that comes out of the AR to go in the bag on top of the chest rig. Next to it is a U.S. Grunt Gear battle belt. It has a loop Velcro belt that fits inside your belt loops, and then the Cobra belt attaches to the Velcro over it. And on that, I have my pistol magazine carrier and my pistol holster. And my pistol and my spare magazines are on that belt immediately, right there in the bag. And in that bag, it's about the size of a big tennis bag, for example. It's about the same, double the width. And that goes in the back of my car with me, in addition to the gun I'm carrying on me at the time. And that's because I don't know what threat I might face. And I'm not going to sit there and say, well, I've got 6 spare rounds of ammo with my revolver that holds 6. That's all I'm going to need, because who's going to face 12 people at once? I don't know. I'm sure those people at the state fair I talked about 2 weeks ago, where they had 300 possible assailants roaming, creating havoc, were sitting there thinking, you know, I'm sure the cops were sitting there with their 3 spare magazines going, I don't have enough bullets. Right after the Fort Hood shooting, and Nevada, you really need to do better than this guy. He is a poor representative of you. Go ahead and let Sharon Angle run and replace his cat. Harry Reid's Fort Hood reaction was, let's revisit expanded background checks, as if that would have done anything. This guy was not mentally ill, folks. He was mad. Not in the sense of a madman. He was angry because he'd been denied leave. He was disgruntled. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday as we get ready to go away. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Harry Reid, who's never seen a camera he didn't like, which is pathetic. He was all over the place after the Fort Hood shooting. He fell back on the mantra of expanded background, universal background checks, which we essentially have already for the most part. This guy and Hassan, the major, the psychiatric major, you know, the psychiatrist, that shot up the place. You know, it was never put out there that he was mentally ill either. They bought their guns from the same place outside of Fort Hood. Now, Lopez used a Smith & Wesson M&P 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. He bought it in Killeen, and Reed, not erroneously, he was lying because he didn't know, so he just had to make up something. He said he bought his gun a day or two before he killed these people. He actually bought it March the 1st, so he'd had it for a month. And he lamented out loud, according to the Washington Post, couldn't we at least have background checks so that people who are ill mentally or who are felons shouldn't be able to buy guns? How are they going to do a mental health checkup at the gun shop? That's the way he's putting his question. Now, you can check to see if they're a felon, and you can check to see if they're on some list about being adjudicated mentally ill. But this guy wasn't mentally ill. Hassan was not mentally ill. Aaron Alexis at the D.C. Naval Yard, yes, he was mentally ill because he was having conversations with microwaves. These two guys were not mentally ill. And I don't care what they say about the anxiety. I've known people that have anxiety for no reason. Now, the interesting part about this is that Reid has no plans whatsoever to pursue this until after the 2014 elections, because he doesn't want vulnerable red state Democrats to lose their job. The other thing that he overlooked, the Brady campaign has been out there. You know, the background check is 20 years old. The Brady law is 20 years old. And they've been out there talking about how great it's been, how much crime it has prevented. And right now, you know, the mayors against illegal guns are sort of damaged. The Moms Demand Action are insane and stupid. So the Brady campaign is like the de facto go-to guys when it comes to gun control as far as for talking points. And they're out there trumpeting the success of the background check where Reid is out there saying it doesn't work. It may have prevented, the background check may have prevented some retail sales, okay? It doesn't stop the wrong people from getting a gun. It just stops them from getting it at Academy Sports. Lopez, as far as I know, he was not a felon. There was some initial confusion about his mental health, but that was not a precipitating factor. There was nothing that would have flagged him in a background check. And he withstood a background check when he bought the gun. Because everybody withstands a background check if you buy it at a retail operation that has an FFL. Smith & Wesson M&P only holds 10 rounds at max. And it was in a gun-free zone. That's going to let some wind out of their sails. And he probably, if I'm not mistaken, Smith & Wesson M&P series comes with two spare magazines. So that's probably all he took was the one in the gun and the two spares. I don't think he was mentally ill. I think he got angry. And he was clearly against guns in the hands of people, as evidenced by his Facebook page. And yet he falls back. On that. You never heard it here on with this network because I only talked about it once or twice. In 2012, when the show was new and was just a webcast podcast, there was a shooting of a National Guardsman named Noel Polanco in New York, in Queens. He was shot by Emergency Service Unit Detective Hassan Hamdi. And young Mr. Polanco, he had a female in the car and an off-duty police officer. And he was pulled over for driving recklessly. And depending on it, now, according to the police officer, according to Detective Hamdi, he reached under his seat. And for that egregious error, Detective Hamdi shot 22-year-old Noel Polanco in the chest and killed him. That was in October of 2012. Now, Hamdi was cleared of criminal charge wrongdoing by a Queens grand jury late last year. But the city agreed to pay a $2.5 million settlement to the Polanco family in February of last year. Now he is facing some departmental charges. And at the very least, Duh. He needs to be removed from his job. Don't get me wrong. What they're saying is, now, and the reports are different. The female in the car said that Polanco put his hands on the steering wheel. The officer said he went under the seat. He's saying that Mr. Polanco, who was a National Guardsman, decided to draw a gun on a drawn gun, which is something you never do. I don't care how fast you are. I don't care if you're Bob Mundin. You don't pull a gun on another drawn gun. You move, maybe. And when you move, then maybe you, I don't know, start finding cover. Then you draw your gun. But you don't do it in the face of a gun that's in your face. They're saying that his alcohol level was twice that that was legally available. That may very well have been. And he may have been driving erratically. I didn't know that that was a killing offense. I didn't know that. Yes, he does not need to be in place. I'm being asked, what holster system do I use with my grunt gear? That depends. I typically will run the U.S. grunt gear belt has an inner belt that has loop Velcro on it, which you put through your belt loops. And then I typically put one of those Kydex pancake holsters on it that are real tight to the body. I put that on the outer belt. And then when I put the belt on over the Velcro belt, which is going to hold it in place, then everything is secure and not going to move. So think of your Raven Concealment, your Griffin Industries, that kind of holster. The pancake style is real close to the body. I do like those, so. Chicago's murder rate is already plummeting. Is that not the greatest thing ever? Is it not the greatest thing for just the people of Chicago? It's great to be vindicated, but it's one thing to be vindicated and at the same time know that fewer innocent people are going to die. When that's the vindication, that's a win-win-win. And that's a win for all of us. Because the people of Chicago, you know what we have in common with them? They're American too. And they are stepping up in droves and they're taking on the responsibility. And the bad guys are taking notice. They are heeding the warning. I think they're saying that it's already down below 1958 levels since everything started to be enacted. And that is great. Now we can go after the next murder capital of the United States. We'll do this again in 21 hours. And when we do, well, in between now and then, I want you to get out there and remember this very carefully. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.